This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
One in three adults has high blood pressure and half don't even know it. Now, with Apple's new Series 11 watch promising to alert wearers if they might have hypertension, the question is, are we on the verge of a health tech breakthrough or a wave of unnecessary panic? Well, joining me is Senior Research Fellow Dean Piccone from the University of Sydney's Faculty of Medicine and Health. Dean, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Warren. Great to be with you today.
Dean, I regularly check my blood pressure, and I've got one of those devices that I wrap on my wrist. I had one that used to go on my forearm, on my arm. And, you feel the cuff puff up with air, and then it releases and it tells me my blood pressure. How is an Apple Watch going to do the same thing?
Yeah, well, I think it's a fascinating new piece of technology, and it's actually, it's probably the best way to put it is it's probably not going to do the same thing. It's it's analysing, it's using a light sensor in the back of the watch. So this is a technology called photoplethysmography, so which got quite popular during the COVID pandemic because it was that same method that's used for SpO2 sensing, which tells you how much oxygen is in your blood. So it's the same sort of technology, but they're analysing the blood volume that's detected by this light. And so they're not actually going to give you those numbers that you get with your one that squeezes on your arm. So they've taken a pretty different approach, and they're going to provide a notification if they think you might have high blood pressure.
How accurate is it? Is it going to send people into unnecessary panic, or are they quite accurate?
So it's really early days, so we don't really know. There's been, Apple released a pretty comprehensive white paper about this, and what it showed was that it has very high specificity, which means that if you receive the notification, it has there's a good chance that you do probably have high blood pressure, which is based on those when they compared it to a home blood pressure cuff, which is the kind of device that you're talking about.
Right.
But it does have low sensitivity, which means that they may be at risk of missing people who do actually have high blood pressure.
What should we do if we do get one of these watches and we get the possible hypertension alert? What does it mean in terms of practical terms? Should we take it with a grain of salt? Should we act on it just to be sure?
Yeah, I think probably the take-home message from this is hopefully this is something that will help people sort of proactively manage their health. But I think either way, whether you get the notification or not, it's still reasonable to be checking your blood pressure every 6 to 12 months, probably depending on your age and some of your risk factors. But if you do get that notification, it's definitely you should follow the instructions from Apple, which are to measure your blood pressure over the next 7 days with a inflatable cuff. So Apple aren't saying that this is necessarily a definitive diagnosis of high blood pressure. It's saying what you should do with that information is use that old conventional cuff and then take those results to your doctor.
We're chatting with Dean Piccone from the University of Sydney about whether the new Apple Watch can really alert you to high blood pressure and what that might mean for everyday health checks. Dean, what about in terms of, people, we're diverse. We've got different skin tones, different body shapes, etc. How will that impact the results potentially?
Yeah, that's a brilliant question. I think there's a fair bit of research that's gone on looking at this light sensing technology, and because of the different with different skin tones, you absorb different the lights absorb differently, and the thought that may have an impact. From what Apple's done, which was a study, they did train their algorithm, they validated it, then they tested it on people who hadn't been involved in the training or validation of the algorithm, and they didn't see any differences in the accuracy between people with different skin tones. So there's a scale that they use to designate the skin tone. So across the ages, there was a little bit of variation in terms of the level of accuracy, and there wasn't any difference between men and women from memory. So from their initial testing, it looks pretty good, at least across people, notwithstanding those limitations I mentioned before. But I think it does need to be tested a bit further and in independent sort of studies, which I'm sure people are already working on now.
So could it also, I suppose, one of the positive things be is that it does bring our attention towards our blood pressure if we're perhaps just assuming that everything is okay and not checking it regularly?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, anything that we can do to try and raise awareness of the fact that this is really the number one risk factor in the world for early disease and death, high blood pressure. You know, it's a cause of death for about 11 million people worldwide each year. And a lot of people don't know that they have high blood pressure. So I think any steps that we can make to raise awareness of the importance of regularly checking your blood pressure and just, you know, general proactive health behaviours that that are generally good for your heart health overall, I think these are good messages for everyone to be listening to.
Dean, what are, I suppose, the major things that we can do in terms of our lifestyle, diet, et cetera, that is good for our heart health?
Yeah, I think probably stuff that people have heard all before, but it's always worth talking about again, isn't it?
I think it's absolutely
getting enough physical activity. You know, I know it's really hard to find a time in your day. Everyone's busy and, you know, you have to commute and there's all these various pressures on us. But I think going for a walk, if you like, whatever you might like doing that's moving your body, I think essentially that's a great thing to do. I think if you smoke, stop smoking or try to, you know, I guess essentially stop. moderating alcohol intake and also being mindful of how much salt in particular you're eating in your diet. That does affect blood pressure. There are some things becoming available like potassium-enriched salt, which replaces a little bit of the sodium, which is the bit that raises your blood pressure, with potassium. So those, if you add salt to your diet, then they may be a good thing to start with as well.
Dean, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. That was our Senior Research Fellow, Dean Piccone, from the University of Sydney's Faculty of Medicine and Health.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.